O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Surely God is in this place, and I did not know it. Psalm 122, verses 1 to 5. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Surely God is in this place, and I did not know it. A reading from Acts chapter 12, verses 18 to 25. Then as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. But when Herod had searched for him and not found him, he examined the guards and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. Now Herod had been very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, but they came to him with one accord, and having made Blastus the king's personal aide their friend, they asked for peace because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry. And they also took with them John, whose surname was Mark. This is the word of the Lord. Surely God is in this place, and I did not know it. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin said, "Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We would like to skip to intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet, it is the law of all progress that it is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. Above all, trust in the slow work of God, our loving vine dresser." Let us pray. As I enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of welcome, you invite us into your family. We sit at your table and savor your word to us. Help us receive all the nourishment you have for us this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice in God's creativity today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 19. Your heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for your disruptive presence in all the places that I find myself this day. We pray that we will know your guiding, your love, your compassion and grace for those that we see. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, we confess that we find it easier to extend hospitality to people that are like us. And we rarely look beyond the enjoyable and compatible to invite someone unexpected or even controversial. Explode our narrow visions and teach us the kind of hospitality that transforms lives. Thank you, Lord, that Psalm 145 reminds us that the Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. You show up, Jesus, in the most unlikely places. Give us patience to wait and watch when we cannot sense your presence, so that we may be ready to greet you where we are. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he bring you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.